From the 316 Healthcare Gredig Sports Studios, this is the Wide Open 3 presented by DeBain Dental Group for Thursday, September the 26th. Mother Nature has created the likelihood that the National League postseason picture won't be completed until the Braves and Mets play a doubleheader on Monday afternoon at Truist Park. Forecasts of inclement weather forced MLB to postpone the Mets-Braves game scheduled for Wednesday and Thursday in Atlanta. The games will be made up as part of a traditional doubleheader that begins at 1:10 p.m. Monday. Second game of the doubleheader will begin 40 minutes after the last out of the first game. The Mets traveling to Milwaukee today, beginning a three-game series against the Brewers on Friday. They then would need to return to Atlanta on Monday. Meanwhile, the Braves will remain in Atlanta for a three-game series starting Friday against the Royals, who may have trouble getting to town with Hurricane Helene making its way toward Georgia. The Braves are a game behind the Mets and just a half game behind the D-backs in the battle for the National League's final two wildcard spots. Both the Braves and Mets own the tiebreaker over the D-backs. The Mets would need to sweep Monday's twin bill to gain the tiebreaker over the Braves. It will be a determination by the commissioner if there are circumstances under which Monday's game would not be played as scheduled. At least one of the two teams will play the doubleheader on Monday and then travel to play Game 1 of the wildcard series on Tuesday. All area school sports canceled for Thursday. Most area schools are holding off before they put the kibosh on Friday night football. We'll keep you posted. And the University of West Georgia Wolves stand a better chance of playing their game on Saturday. The Wolves scheduled to host an old rival, the North Alabama Lions, who traveled to Carrollton for the first time since 2017. Wolves head coach Joel Taylor says the Lions bring in a unique and talented defense.
Up front, man, those guys play hard. They fire off on the dang old football. They got a little unique look. They got a three-down line. They're going to stack one backer probably at 3 or 4 yards. They're going to stack the other backer right behind them at about 7 to 8 yards. Yeah. You know, so that's a different look that a lot of people hasn't seen. So we got to do a great job of preparing for that type of stuff.
The Wolves scheduled to host the Lions at 2 o'clock at University Stadium in Carrollton. From the 316 Healthcare Gredig Sports Studios, this has been the Wide Open 3, presented by the Bain Dental Group. I'm Colin Worthington.